Yeah, we're good to go.
All right.
Leave that in.
Welcome back to another episode of
Ramping Up
with Fiona Cully
and Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to let y'all know where I will be.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. September 3rd, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. September 4th, Greensboro, North Carolina. September 7th, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Birds.
September 16th, I'm in Boston, Massachusetts. September 17th.
Where?
I'm in East Providence, Rhode Island. Get your friggin' tickets. September 18th, I'm in Belmore, New York.
Love that place.
September 26th, I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Ooh, two shows out there, huh?
Hell yeah, two shows.
Yeah, I think that wraps up September.
And you can find all of my tickets on my website, which is FionaCully.com. Or if you are on Instagram anytime soon, go to the link in my bio on my profile. And I'm just Fiona Cully on Instagram. Now that I'm out the way, what about you, Matthew?
Oh, heck, thanks for asking. I'll be out on the road with Rodney Carrington for pretty much the remainder of the year. You can find all his tickets at rodneycarrington.com. And then I think for some dates in December, I will be out with you, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And you can find all her tickets at FionaCully.com. And if you want to go follow me, I'm Matt Taylor Comedy at all social medias. And what are you?
I'm Fiona Cully.
Ah, you got real lucky with that one. But that's it. And also, don't forget to follow us over at the Patreon. We got secret content, bonus episodes. We're putting it all out on the line out there. So be sure to follow that or subscribe
and
to that.
The Instagram for Ramping Up.
Now the Instagram for Ramping Up is at Ramping Up Pod. That's RAMPINUPPOD. Nailed it. And you can follow the Patreon. Subscribe there at patreon.com/rampingup. That's RAMPINUPPOD. God, I'm on a roll today.
Fire.
Whoo. Should have been a rapper.
All right.
All right, let's kick it off. You ready?
All right, let's get into the episode. We're ramping up. We're ramping up.
We're ramping up. We're ramping up. Woo! No, 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 no. What if, like, after all that, we just did this? We were just like...
I went to sleep.
Fucking the Bill O'Reilly. Have you seen that?
No.
It was like, what's the play it out? What does it mean? We'll play it out. I don't know what that means. You've never seen Bill O'Reilly lose his shit?
Oh, you just showed me.
He's like, fuck it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
I mean, like genuine and anger.
And he's like just so pissed. He's just like, fuck it. We'll do it live. And that's going to end us there tonight. And he's just like so happy immediately.
I've heard that we'll do it live. I didn't know that's where it
came
from.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly snap. And it's funny because it pans out and you see him just like ripping his shit off and throwing stuff everywhere. And that's my favorite live moment. My second favorite live moment is the rapper. Have you seen him? The old dude is like, yeah, ever since I was... ever since I was and like the daytime host is sitting there, he goes, it's live, right? She goes, yeah, it's live. He goes, oh, like just chokes. And they're like, all right, well, you can check his fucking book out somewhere. And my third favorite live is right now. What's up, guys? I really talked a lot there at the beginning.
No,
sorry.
You did great. I want to start off this episode telling y'all we're adding like a fun new thing to the podcast.
We'll be
taking voicemails from y'all and playing them on here, answering questions.
Yeah.
Roasting you back. What the fuck ever. And we have like a phone number.
Yep, we're doing it live. That phone number, if you guys were wondering, probably is going to be 615-547-8824. That's 615-547-8824.
Yeah, and just call that number, leave us a voicemail, and you might hear yourself on here on next here. Week.
100%. Now, we've just got to record this real quick.
Let's record the voicemail.
I should have figured out how to do this before. Don't let me down, okay? I need you to fill the air while I'm... Don't leave me now.
No.
We're having a good time.
Having a good, yeah.
I'm in the sky. Letting it happen.
I can't sing, like, at all.
Voicemail greeting.
Can you?
No.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Like it's, like, so bad, Booba. Like, you're faking it.
it's so funny. Sometimes she'll be singing, and I'll just be in the same room, and I'll be like, what's up?
He thinks I'm just talking.
That's how beautiful her voice is.
I mean, do you do karaoke ever?
Only when I'm like blackout drunk. And I am the most fun person
I was about to say, watch.
Like,
there's nothing. All right. So you can either be fun and bad.
I agree.
Or you can be insanely good. The people that are kind of good,
and
me.
Take it seriously.
Kind of good?
Me.
He's actually a very
good. I'm
kind of
good at singing.
Can I please hear something?
Yes.
Dude, please.
Matt.
What should I sing?
Do when your legs don't work like they used to before. Just sing that.
Oh.
When your legs don't work like they used
to before.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Go.
Too shy.
Matt.
Save that for the Patreon.
Brother.
Whatever, guys. Look, I got a beautiful voice. We get it. We got to record this greeting, though.
Yeah,
otherwise, I would.
Sing on the greeting. Okay. All right.
Ready?
I don't really know.
So I think I just hit it to record, and then it's done. So
that
you guys are seeing it right here first, what you're going to be hearing in that voicemail.
Mm.
1, 2.
Hello, and thank you for calling Rippin' Up Pod. This is Fiona Colley.
And Matt Taylor.
And please leave a voicemail. We will answer any questions. We'll breast you back. We'll give you advice. Whatever it is, go ahead and leave that, and we will put your ads on the next episode.
You're damn right. That's right. Give us the rundown. What's the skinny? What you been up to? What questions you got?
You just added so much to this. Thank you. And
hey, you guys.
Oh, gorgeous. All right. Leave your voicemail and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Damn it. I should have been like, this is an emergency. Hang up and dial 911.
We could do that. We could redo it.
They know I thought of it.
Huh?
They know I should.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you heard it here. Okay. So save it.
Yeah. It's organic.
Save it. Saving it. You want to listen back to it?
Yeah.
Hello, and thank you for calling Rippin' Up Pod. This is Fiona Colley.
And Matt Taylor.
And please leave a voicemail. We will answer any questions. We'll breast you back. We'll give you advice. Whatever it is, go ahead and leave that, and we will put your ads on the next episode.
You're damn right. That's right. Give us the rundown. What's the skinny? What you been up to? What questions you got?
You just added so much to this. Thank you. And
what?
Oh, gorgeous. All right. Leave your voicemail and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Love it.
Love it. That just reminded me of something I totally forgot about. And
I think it's the same thing I'm thinking of.
Of me?
No.
No, this is like a childhood story.
Oh, pop off, little mama.
I told you. This is perfect.
What? It smells so bad. I just caught a whiff of it. There's dead Zins in there. I'm like, just
Zinidary.
Mouth breath.
You're welcome. Okay. When I was in third grade, you remember when everyone had like house phones and voicemails and it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm in third grade and I knew my friend. She was my best friend. Her name was Ellen. Shout out to Ellen. She got married and has a different last name. Anyways, Ellen. I haven't seen her in a long time. Okay. So Ellen and her family, they were out of town on vacation and I knew that. And so, so I called her house and they had an answering machine. And you know, you can it can be like, to listen back, press this, and you can delete and re-record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would call and I would sing a song, listen back to see if I was secretly good and no one had told me. Delete it. And I would record a new one. I did that like 6 times and then the last time it accidentally sent.
Oh.
Me singing, I left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging down the line. And I was so like, oh my God, oh my God, I have to get there before, like when they get there and delete it. Couldn't because I was in third grade.
Oh, that's like a scene in a movie.
Dude, her family,
this. Yeah.
She literally told me her like family would like saved it and played it all the time because it was so funny.
That's...
Anyways.
You know what that reminded me of, though? Mm. That's a fantastic story, though.
Thank you.
Join the Patreon to hear that.
If you want to hear the actual voicemail, you got to join the Patreon. Like, you know, like when... married couples, like when you would call them back in the day and get their voicemail. Like, hey guys, it's so and so, and we're not home. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
My story was a lot shorter, sorry.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
Damn. So, that's funny.
Fuck yeah, dude. We got a number now.
I miss Ellen, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shout out Ellen. I never knew an Ellen.
I think her name is Ellen now. Maybe bleep that
fucking
out.
What's her address and her social security number? Drop
two,
that.
Two first and last
names. It's on Fairfax Avenue.
Yeah, we're going to bleep Beth in.
What was her middle name?
I
don't know.
Oh, no more.
God, we played cross country together. We did, and she always beat me. And it was, she was teeny, and I was low key disabled.
Anyway. How did you finish back then in cross country?
What?
How did you finish?
What do you mean, like my time?
Yeah, like where? You
oh, at? The fastest I ever did. When you're little and you're doing cross country, I can't. It's like a very specific, weird length. It's not like a mile and a half. It's like, I can't remember what it was. But I finished in 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
It's probably a mile, right? It's a pretty good mile.
A third grade cross country competition. How?
Dude, a sub 8 mile in the third grade?
Pretty good.
Damn good.
No, I was good. But
again.
Ellen, that bitch,
she had the skates
six and a half.
Damn.
Maybe less. She was tiny and like light on her feet.
God. Wait, did y'all have those things growing up? Like you would just run for whatever thing?
Like the government?
Yeah, run for office.
Presidential.
Did y'all not run for office in elementary school?
I do it every year.
No, like I remember we had like the eagle strut and then the other school had like the turkey trot. It's like whatever your mascot was and then they kind of made it that. But you would just like run in circles.
Wait, how long is that?
It's a mile.
Okay.
It's like as many as you could do. And like you just racked up points. And I remember even back then, I'm like, I'm not doing this. We already have PE. Like...
Dude,
you set up like a 4-square.
I just found out my high school. I went to Franklin High School in Tennessee, and our mascot when I was there was the Rebels, and they recently changed it because that's like problematic. But what they fucking went with is crazy. Now their
with
mascot,
the
I have no idea. Power F.
What? Power F?
Get ready to deal with the power F. What the fuck?
Maybe that's what the F stands for.
The power fucks.
Right.
Yo.
Yo. Okay.
The power F?
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to think. What was my mascots? So
the Eagles, elementary, and Mitchell Nelson.
And then middle school was the Tigers. And then I went to another middle school. We were the Cavaliers. Patriots High School. And then the Blue Raiders, MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University grad over here. First of its kind.
UT Chattanooga. Our mascot was, we were the Mocs. And apparently, like, we, that changed what that meant over the years. They couldn't settle. It was the Mock, like the snake.
Like a moccasin?
And then it was a water moccasin, and then it changed to moccasin, like the shoe. And then it changed to mockingbird.
God, like, they had a real identity crisis over their
shit out.
Chat State. UT Chat. Wait, were y'all not the Vols?
No, that's Knoxville. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, you're not. You're a satellite college. You change your whole mascot, even though you're
I
the same.
I went to a satellite of IU, and we were just the Grenadiers.
Were you the IUDs?
IUS.
We're blocking anyone from getting this through this line. We're the IUDs.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. You know what's funny? Blue Raider is actually controversial, but you know, Tennessee, they're going to leave it.
Yards.
A Blue Raider is just a Confederate soldier. Oh. But our mascot was a Pegasus.
Yeah.
Pegasus. It was just a gay unicorn, which is kind of,
what's a straight unicorn?
Exactly.
Like?
Yeah, kind of redundant.
Yeah.
A Pegasus. Don't get close to him. He'll use that horn to peg you. Get it? I feel like I'm... All right, whatever.
No, you didn't bother.
I think I got something.
Okay, let's...
I'm workshopping it. I think you've got the biggest of bigs to talk about.
Yeah, so I got back last night from New York.
The Big Apple?
Yeah, I took a bite, bitch.
Oh.
I got to perform at Madison Square Garden for Kill Tony, and I guess right now that episode just came out on Netflix. Yeah, pretty fucking crazy, man. I only had like...
That's...
5 days to prepare.
Oh, yeah. Tell the whole thing. The whole, like, how you found out.
Oh, my God. So, obviously, like, performing at MSG is a dream for any entertainer, I think.
Yeah.
But I had not been asked to be on that show, which is generally how it goes. They ask you. And so I had no plans of going. I had a show on Friday in Marion, Illinois. That was sick as fuck, by the way. A great show. But on Monday, before that Saturday that they were doing MSG, I receive a text message from a number I don't have. And it's a woman asking if I will... Can, like, sign all these documents.
Sorry, is there an echo coming through here or something?
I turned my headphones up.
Oh, okay. There's no way I'm hearing that. Not my deaf. Sorry, go ahead.
I heard it, too.
Did you? I kept, like, hearing something. I'm like, I thought I was hearing you.
Sorry, I'll turn it back.
Makes me so happy. I can hear through these ears. Sorry, Netflix calls you.
Now, and she's like, hey, before Saturday at MSG, I need to get you to sign on these, like, release forms because of, like, the Netflix filming at MSG. And I was like, the fuck? Like, I didn't know it was for Netflix. No one had asked me to be on the show, so I didn't have a hotel, plane ticket, nothing, right? So I took a screenshot of that and I sent it to my managers and I'm like, hey, what the fuck? And they were like, what? And so they start contacting people at Kill Tony production stuff. And there was obviously a lot of moving parts and transitioning going on in the Kill Tony world. So I guess they forgot to tell me I was on it. But then we got confirmation that, yeah, I'm on the lineup. I have been, like, I'm fully expected to be there. And I was like, well, fuck. So I went and got my nails done. And then I went and bought a dress. And I fucking shit myself for 5 days trying to think of what to say. It was a lot of cleanup. And I go on Friday night to Illinois. I drive there. It's like 3 hours to Marion. I do the show, and I drive back the same night. And I get home at like 2:30 in the morning. I go to sleep, but I smoke weed to go to sleep. And I can't be high and functional, so it's only a bedtime thing. I smoke weed at 2:30 in the morning. At 5 a.m., I wake up to a panic phone call from my mom because I thought we were going to the airport at 5:30, and I just fucked up. And we actually have a Ring doorbell video I want to put here of my mom freaking out. But I wake up to a phone call from her, and we head straight to the airport. I almost missed my flight. Didn't.
To New York?
Yeah, well, because of me not being awake.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It was very
classic.
Stressful. And so we get there at 10 a.m. I take another nap at the hotel. My friend Blake Marshall, who lives in New York, and he does drag. His drag name is the Blair Bitch, which I love.
Nice.
He's been one of my best friends since, like, third grade. Now he's, like, an adult. And I guess I am too. But he came over and did my hair and makeup, and it was just like really fucking cool. Then I went to MSG, and they gave me like instructions for how to get in there. But I'm in the back in my wheelchair, sitting in my wheelchair in the back of this like wheelchair van. And we're trying to tell security, hey, the directions they didn't tell you we're here and we're supposed to go that way. The guy's like, no. And he won't let us in. And I'm like, my mom's like, it's for Fiona Collie. And he was like, I don't see her. And I'm like, I'm back here.
Sorry, they treated me like cargo on this Uber ride.
Literally. And so I had to call people, and they had to send someone to tell this guy I'm on the show. And we get back there. Now you ask questions. I feel like I'm talking a lot.
Huh?
What's interesting?
Where did they take you?
To like this big loading dock, appropriate, in the back of MSG. And
would you take UPS to the venue?
Yeah. It was very sick. I got there and I was very nervous because I didn't know when I was going up.
It didn't help that as soon as you got there, the guy was like, you can't come in.
I know. Well, then I'm like freaking out.
They're like, you're not on the list.
Yeah. Literally.
You're not performing. What are you doing here?
There are different green rooms, and there's one called the regulars green room, which is the one I went in, and it was a bunch of regular people, like the regulars.
It wasn't even the regulars. It was just average people.
Then, like, some, like, Golden Ticket winners and some people that I think Tony had just told to come just in case.
Is the energy high back there? Are people freaking out?
They're all panicking.
Yes.
It is silent. Ugh. And I'm like
no one's talking.
Oh my, except for me. I'm like, hey guys, it's my mommy. And Mamacita? I'm talking to everyone. And I'm like, does anyone have the lineup yet? And everyone's like, no, we don't even know if we're actually going on. Did Tony tell you specifically you're going on? I was like, well, I guess not Tony, but his assistant. And they were like, you might not be good. And so now I'm like, did I just do all of this and embarrass myself? Like, I'm wearing a prom dress. Like, I'm like, oh my God. You know, like, what if he just wanted me there just in case, right? No, I finally got
there. Were just people spiraling back there.
Literally.
I just had the Blair Bitch Project doll me up for nothing.
And finally, I did get the lineup, and I was later in the show than I've ever been. And so, like, the waiting was so fucking scary.
Oh.
And I made the mistake of before, like when the show started, I wanted to see the AI video they like started with. So Lucy, who was with us, who, she's the booker at Zany's, they had like a suite. And so we went back there to go watch a little bit, which I've never done at arena shows. And I'm up there and I realized how many people are there. Because you can see everything.
And how many people were there?
20,000 people. And I start hyperventilating. Because I've never like seen it from that view before I performed. And I was like, this was a bad idea. And then Brian Dorfman comes in there. And he's like, bring her back backstage. She doesn't need to see this. Like, he knew immediately. It was really crazy. And, I'm, like, the whole time I still don't know, like, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to talk about. And everyone's in my ear, like, saying different things. It, like, up until the moment I'm, like, being lifted in the wheelchair lift under the stage, everyone's, like, telling me to do something different, which is not what you want. Like, I just want to know what I'm doing, and that's the plan. So I ended up not doing any plan. A rift.
How long were
Rift
you
Queen.
Up there?
The show was 3 hours long. I think they're right. Cutting it down to 2 for Netflix. I don't know. Tony was having to train people.
Like, wait, so is there a possibility that when this comes out,
I'm not on it. I'd kill myself. I'm going to say no.
How long were you up there on stage?
7?
Maybe 7.
And you were riffing the whole time for 7?
Well, I did a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was just up there. I made fun of Matt Rife. But it was like a nice roast. Yeah. It was the whole thing about an elevator. I don't even know. I kind of blacked out.
Well, you're also running on fumes.
Oh, yeah. I was running on 3 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That was so scary.
And then you get done with that. Everything's fun. And you were the star of the outside world.
Oh, that was really
cool.
Throw
that in there.
We were going leaving to go to the after party. Donnie had rented out like a rooftop bar in New York, which was I'd never been to New York.
It's quite
was
a way
so
to experience
cool.
It.
Yeah.
And so we go out the back door to get into a car to go there. And I roll out and there is like a huge bunch of people behind this gate thing chanting my name.
That rules.
I was like, what? And so I'm like trying to get to the car and people are like swarming me for photos and I don't like that shit.
I bet, dude.
Dude, I was, everyone was so fucking nice, and it was very cool. And people were, like, quoting things back to me I had said on stage. It was cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an insane experience. That's awesome.
It felt like a dream. Yeah. Not, it feels like it didn't happen. I've been worried about it for so long. And then we're on the plane, and Lucy goes, "Are you excited about your TED Talk in 4 days?" And I was like, "What? I forgot."
Yeah, so that's Thursday.
You're doing a TED Talk?
I'm doing
that. Hell yeah.
She's just doing the whole press run. Oh, man.
Someone's going to, like a freshman or sophomore in college is going to do a report on it, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a very educational TED Talk, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have the opportunity to educate the masses.
About this podcast.
About this. Yeah, be sure to plug Ramping Up in your TED Talk.
What else happened? I mean,
you talked to Mark Norman, right?
Mark Norman was so fucking sweet.
Was he at the Kill Tony show?
Yeah, he was on the panel.
Nice.
It was Mark Norman.
Unless they edited him out.
Could you imagine? Oh my God, Finn, the little boy that performed at Bridgestone. You see that, Aiden?
11 no, years old.
He's 11 and he performed at Bridgestone, like out of the bucket. And Tony asked him to come to MSG. He's backstage with his parents. And he was the cutest little kid.
Take that back. I have seen that. Yes, yeah.
He's adorable. He wanted me to sign stuff and like.
So he also went up.
Yeah, oh, okay,
okay. How do you do?
I think good. I didn't really.
I definitely heard about this kid. Sorry, it took me a second to click, but.
Yeah. He was so sweet. I'm asking him to do. I asked him to do 3 minutes on my show in Lexington.
Oh wow.
Louisville.
Lexington. I can't remember wherever he lives.
Yeah.
I mean, how did he not have a panic attack before that? I guess
too young to care enough. Mm-hmm. Like if I had something like that back in the day, I'd probably be like, I'm 11. I wonder, because I feel like my anxiety about life and things and performance and stuff didn't come until later. When there was like a
like
monetary
you're like
value
old enough to
life.
Realize you're really being perceived, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was funny though, because I went and I asked his mom for her number so I could like text her about Finn when I went down or whatever. And she goes, "Oh, he has his own phone." And he pulled his phone out. I was like,
yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, I have an 11-year-old's phone number.
Yeah.
Hey, edit that out.
That's crazy. I mean, I wouldn't want to be, I don't want to speak on it. No disrespect, I wouldn't be like, here, get my kid's phone.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. I was like, you don't know me. I mean, I'm chill.
I'm chill till I'm not chill.
I asked him, I was like, how do you feel about all the cussing?
Like, you need to chill out, dude. Epstein's place is right down the road.
Yeah.
That was in New York, Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to chill. Chill. Sorry, I don't know what that interjection was about. Where's the list? I'm going to bring it up every episode till they release it, and I think that'll change them.
Yeah, that's a good
They'll
one.
Hear this, and they'll be like, oh, fuck.
Are you doing the research?
No. I just want that. Give me the list so I don't have to, you know? 66. That's crazy. It's still on my mind. That's so wild. But, you know, you're only in New York once.
What? Dang. Yeah. Matt Ripe is the nicest person I've ever met.
Yeah. Now I got to fight Matt Rife. That's crazy. I have a funny story about him, I guess. Yeah. Not really.
He came to the Comedy Bar a long time ago, like right before he blew up. You know, we'll throw a picture up. He was, it was during the COVID. We were doing outside shows, and he was here like shooting a film or something, and was just trying to get, you know, work while he was in town. And he did this show in like one of the parks, like outside of Nissan Stadium, to like 10 people. Wow. It's this giant outside like park seating or whatever. And it's just a picture of, you see him, and then it's just like 10 people displaced up on these seats, just doing outside comedy. And I mean, not long after that, he just...
Yeah, like, and the motherfucker, he sells out MSG on his own twice.
Mm-hmm.
And he, what?
Yeah.
Damn.
Youngest person to ever do it.
That's nuts.
He's 30, tell Billy right? Joel.
I'm going to look.
No, he's 28. He's probably your age.
No.
Because he was like 25 or 26. He might be 39.
I think he's 30.
29.
Ooh, we are the same age. Get him out of here. But I remember he was at the Comedy Bar, and I had to like give him a ride to like Brentwood to go pick up some jeans that he left at like a house. And I was like, brother, what are you doing on the road, huh? That's Matt Rife. That's why I said when I dropped him off, I go, that's just Matt Rife.
Leave my my two Matts met.
Yeah. Who knew?
I wanted to look it up. He had one of the biggest comedy tours in the past 20 years. That was what it was.
That's damn amazing.
What did it gross?
It was over so 600,000. More angry. Sold.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to see me on the road, I'll be opening up for Rodney Carrington.
I will say he like for being so fucking big. Like over 10 million followers on Instagram. Like, damn. So wealthy now. So successful. Yeah. Not an ounce of ego from that guy. I didn't sense. And he's like bashful, grateful, like kind. I mean, cool. Good for him. That's like, I'd be a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I can't wait to be an asshole to be honest.
Sorry.
I've always heard he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's the nicest. If you don't, guys don't mind me, I'm about to break a record. Hang on. Dude, yes. Okay. Oh, you
maybe we can have Matt Ripe on this pod and get him to do.
Motherfucker. She stood up. He stood up. She stood up to hug him.
To take a photo with him.
That's uncalled for.
My dress was so pretty.
I could be like, did you kiss him? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. But I stood up to hug him. I'm like, what the fuck? So we're going to find out.
Everyone's like, Fiona's dance for Matt Rife.
And he commented, I swept you on your feet. I'm like, God dang it. So I'm just going to keep that comment in my head with that picture. Let's see what we can do. One, two. Oh, you want to hug my girl? You want to stand up? Come on, how you like that? Shake my hand, Matt. Oh, fuck. It's my lowest one yet. You cucked my mind.
It's because you don't
know. It's 115.
Cucked my mind.
Cucked my mind. 115. Don't put it up. Edit that part out. Or like, maybe like do a voiceover that's like 150. 150. That's so cool, though. Seriously.
I know.
I'm not mad at all. I'm not mad at all. I just start spouting off his license plate number like McGruber. I'm not mad at all. 627-5432.
Maybe you should stand up and use your left hand.
Let me try the right one. Maybe. Let me. Hold on. All right. Come on. You guys are going to want to see this. Oh, you want to come up to my girl? You want to give her a hug, huh? How about you give me a hug? I want to give her a hug. Ah! It's even lower. I barely broke 100, and I think I just fucking blew my shoulder out.
You're hungry, you need.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I wonder what his grip strength would be.
especially if he was standing up left-handed. Whatever.
Dude, the minute I saw that photo, I was like, oh no, it looks like we're going to prom or some shit.
Oh, you want to put your hand around her waist, motherfucker? Come on now.
He was helping me balance.
91. It's getting lower.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
I was like...
Did a bunch of people at the bar freak out? They were like, whoa, wait.
When I stood up, yeah.
Or did he have you so securely that they were like, oh, that's fine.
Well, the minute he got involved, they were like, oh, she's fine. You can trust Matt Rife.
Hell yeah.
He's got a girlfriend he loves.
Unless you're Matt Taylor.
Didn't he date some fucking supermodel?
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's not.
Why are you bringing that
up? He's not worried about me, okay?
Matt, if you happen to ever see this, thank you for giving my sweet love the love she deserved.
What the fuck?
This podcast has been fun. This whole run has been fun. But the dehumidifier in the fucking kitchen right now is really kicking in, and I need to go check on it. That's like my going to get cigarettes. I gotta go check the humidity in the house. Go outside.
No, at one point I like wanted more lime juice in my vodka soda, and I had limes in a cup, and I asked if he would do it, and it was very dark outside, and I was kind of drunk, honestly. And he was like, he's doing it. And he goes, Fiona, you know these are used limes. And I was like, what? There's a video of it.
And you did know they were used?
I didn't realize they were used, no.
What were they? Where were they?
They were in a cup I was keeping extra limes in. But I don't think they were used by someone else. I think I just already had someone
used
else.
Used them up.
It's not that interesting. But it
you're
was
like,
fun.
Yeah, so anyway, I had David Beckham squeeze some limes in my drink before. I didn't realize they were all used up. Anyway, enjoy the solo episode.
We get married in October.
Maybe.
You're also acting like you just saw the picture. Like
I can't unsee it.
Troy, did you see the one
therapy?
Troy took?
Now is it even better?
Yeah.
Fuck! Troy's good. He's a good photographer.
That's why we got I got
and Matt Rife literally is like the nicest person
I
ever.
Know.
That's what
like,
makes it so
like
hard.
If he were known for being a fucking like creepy whatever, yeah.
He is like the most respectful, nicest man.
Yeah, he doesn't
in the game. He's a very good gentleman, man.
Pretty hilarious.
All this while I was in Rancho Mirage, California. It's crazy. So hot in Palm Springs.
I was partying on a rooftop bar in New York with Matt Rife.
Yeah, well, I was... I was going on a walk with Rodney in 110-degree heat.
Oh, a walk? You fucking asshole.
How you like that? We didn't go on a walk, actually. We did go to Frank Sinatra's gravesite.
That's cool.
Yeah. Pretty chill. Just a grave. Like a flat stone right beside his wife.
Can you sing any Sinatra?
I was going to. Maybe you can get Matt Rife to sing Sinatra to you.
Maybe to wrap up
probably,
the
if he has like a great voice.
I don't know. When does
the all right. Real quick before we kick off to the Patreon, I have something I want us to try.
For like 15
minutes. God damn, really we spent the whole episode on episode. I can't even talk. So I've seen these on. We'll take it over the Patreon. Okay. We can try this. Nobody gives a fuck about. We're going to try the Dubai chocolate famous on TikTok over the Patreon if you guys want to go subscribe. Mm-hmm. I'll give an honest review on this and how I feel about Matt Rife.
Only on Patreon.
Oh yeah. That's a wrap.
just gets harder.
Also, I got Matt new glasses.
Hell yeah. The other one.
The handsomest Matt.
Yeah, right. God, he's a good looking guy. I'll give him that. Funny guy, too.
I was nice talking guy. About you, brother. Yeah. Believe oh, thank yourself.
You. Yeah, I lost everything
God,
in this episode.
You gotta fix this shit.
Oh, anyway, join us over here.
We love you guys so fucking much. If you're a real one, join us over at the Patreon.
That's patreon.com/rampinguppod, RAMPINUPPOD. Still got it. Love you guys.
Love you. We're ramping up.